said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Gabs, I'm really intrigued with what the fast food restaurants are up to at the moment.
Mm.
And this swing towards meat-free alternatives.
Yeah, there's a huge swing towards that, isn't it? Like, I think Grilled started it with meat-free
Monday. Yeah, meat-free Mondays and stuff. Domino's jumped on board with, like, vegan. Yeah, well, they launched a vegan cheese.
Oh.
Do you remember that? Now, I think they actually do, like, I've seen a vegan pizza floating around.
You know,
and
Zambrero's does that too. They have the vegan cheese. Yeah.
It's, but, you know, I think, when I think Zambrero, I like to think I'm eating a bit healthier and stuff. But even, like, the real fasty fast food places, like Hungry Jack's.
Gotcha.
Are jumping on board.
Like when you think unhealthy, that's what you
that's
go for.
What
when
I'm
you're
going
like,
for.
I need a greasy meal, that's where you go.
To me, that's the top of the unhealthy food chain.
Gotcha.
These Hungry Jacks. That's the place where I go when I want a grease fix. But they've launched just like a week and a half ago a thing called the Rebel Whopper. So it's a regular Whopper burger that we all know and love a Whopper, but it's completely meat-free. So they've designed these meat-free patties for the Rebel Whopper. And this is the CEO of Hungry Jack's, Chris Green, talking about the Rebel Whopper and the meat-free patty.
Zero beef, 100% taste, and tastes exactly like a Whopper.
I find that very hard to believe.
Oh, I struggle to believe that it tastes exactly like a Whopper, unless they've got a whole heap of chemical substitutes in that veggie patty to make it taste like beef.
See, it's interesting you say that because you might think, oh, I'll go the meat-free alternative because I'm eating healthier, but apparently there's nothing at all that's healthier about this meat-free Whopper than a regular Whopper.
It's not healthier. The beef burger has 645 calories compared to the substitution, which has 673 calories.
Whoa. Of course, if the calories are higher in the plant-based option, that's not going to be helpful if you're looking to manage your weight.
So that's a dietitian there talking at the end of that news
clip. I'm sorry,
clip.
Are we going to Hungry Jack's trying to manage our weight? Like,
do they even stock the salads anymore? I think they're on the menu, but no one's buying them.
That is weird, though.
I'm intrigued about this whole thing. Mm. Like, a meat-free burger intrigues me, like, anyway. Like, when Grilled was doing it, I was interested. But the fact that Hungry Jack's is doing it now?
It's interesting, isn't it? There is this movement to eat less red meat to help the planet in terms of climate change and stuff. It's not just vegans and veggies that are interested.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a lot wider spread than that now. But it does still intrigue me that a Hungry Jack's is getting on the bandwagon.
And particularly the claim that it tastes exactly the same. Yeah. Like,
that really gets me.
Want to put it out there. 13, 12, 16, is there anyone listening in Townsville right now that has tried the Rebel Whopper? Have you tried the meat-free Whopper? 13, 12, 16.
We need to know what it tastes like.
I'd love to know your thoughts, Townsville. Like, do you agree with the CEO of Hungry Jack's that says it tastes exactly the same? Of course he's going to say that. He's got Whoppers to sell.
Yeah, he's got money to make.
But I want to hear from someone right now who's impartial, 13, 12, 16, who's actually tried the Rebel Whopper, the meat-free Whopper. Give us a ring, because,
if the CEO's listening, don't call. Yeah, we don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, he goes, they're really great. I would say they're even better. Go and buy one now. Hayley on 13, 12, 16, have you tried the Rebel meat-free Whopper, mate?
I tried it a couple of days ago.
What did you think? Did it taste exactly like a normal Whopper?
Exactly. I was worried that they gave me beef because I'm a vegetarian.
Wow.
Interesting.
See, this is not the call I expected, Hayley.
Yeah, so I was like, it tastes so good. It tastes exactly like beef. And I was like, did they put the wrong patty on?
Hold on a second. How long has it been since you've had a real Whopper?
Well, I turned vegetarian, I think it was April this year.
Okay, not that long. All right.
I thought you were going to say
you hadn't had one in 10 years and it tastes exactly the same.
So, actually tastes like cardboard.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
This is Gabby's Diary. Oh, she's sweet but a
psycho. These are actual excerpts from my high school diary from back when I'm 14 years old. And you might remember last week. It was the lead up to Valentine's Day, and I was very hopeful to receive a number of gifts from a number of boys because I told them all they had to buy me something. Yeah. I'm not bossy at all. So
if there's one thing a man likes, It's being told what he has to do.
Especially when we're not even dating. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't want to go out with you, but please get me a Valentine's Day gift. So I was looking forward to Valentine's Day and all the gifts I was about to receive. So we're actually going to Valentine's Day to see how it all panned out. So this is the 14th of February, 2003.
Dear Diary, it was Valentine's Day today and I got nothing once again. Macca said he couldn't today but would get me something on Monday. Pete couldn't even be bothered picking me a flower. Gibbo wasn't even on the bus and Sash wasn't allowed to come home from boarding school. But he said he would get it to me anyway, but I never ended up getting anything. Oh well, I will survive. I felt so stupid today. I've gotten so caught up in liking a guy named James and I don't even know him. He smiled at me a few times, but I don't even know if he has a girlfriend. Tiff gave me some good advice yesterday. She said don't fall in love with him until you get to know him. But it was already too late. I cried on the bus today about it, but also because I think my period is due.
Oh.
And then I realised I am loved by some people. Nathan, Macca and Chloe were all really worried about why I was upset, so that was nice.
Wow.
PMS is hard as a 14-year-old.
That is a real roller coaster of an edition of Gabby's Diary right there.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Evie shot to fame when she was on Gogglebox with her best mate, Angie, who is now the Bachelorette. So it makes sense that she would be helping out her bestie when it comes to finding love. And she is, in fact, her fairy godmother.
Angie!
Evie, is that you?
I'm going to make your dreams come true.
She's also on The Bachelorette tonight to help out her best mate, and she joins us right now. Evie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to make your dreams come true, Gabby.
You already have, just by talking to me right now.
Evie, I got to ask, is it weird for you to see Angie all dolled up and, like, made up as a bachelorette and stuff? Because, like, it is for me as a viewer of Gogglebox. I'm so used to the tracky dacks and the Ugg boots.
Yep.
Is this a different side of her that you're seeing?
Definitely a different side of her. Like, well, I was just FaceTiming with her the other night and she was looking back like her daggy self. And I was like, phew, it's still there, thank God. But she was banging last night with the fringe and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wasn't she?
She's always been a bit of a glamour. When she can do herself like that, but having hair and makeup done every day, you start to think, did I wake up like being here? But it is weird watching her being so glamorous. It's actually even weirder watching her passion all these men. And I'm kind of getting used to it now. So I've never seen her kiss anyone before. But yeah.
Except for the dogs, of course, on the couch when they lick her face.
Well, that's all I've ever been used to. We're big dog pashers from way back. Seeing her kiss a dude is quite weird. I feel like she's betraying us somehow.
Does it feel weird watching it, though, as well? Because you've always been the commentators of these kind of shows, and now you're watching your best mate do it. Like, is it hard to not sit there and go, blah, 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 whenever she kisses someone?
Well, I've been doing Instagram Lives, if you ever want to jump on and watch with me. But I think you guys are an hour behind, so everyone in Queensland doesn't watch my lives because I've ruined things.
Yeah, stop spoiling it.
I know, no. But you can always... I am literally on the couch watching it, going...
Well, I'm with Evie Jones. You know her from Gogglebox, and she's Angie, the Bachelorette's fairy godmother / best mate. We did want to ask you while you're on the phone. We're doing a thing here at the radio station at the moment called Backseat Dating, where we're putting couples up for, like, blind dates in the backseat of a car. So they've never seen each other.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're in the backseat of a car. They're there on a date. They're going to compete and answer some questions and stuff to win some money. We wanted to
know... That's a very small space.
Oh, yes, it is. And it's a very...
I like your style.
The smaller the space, the more awkward it gets. That's why we picked it.
There's no bathroom to escape to, Evie, if the date's not going well.
No.
But you're giving advice to Angie on The Bachelorette, so we thought maybe you'd have some advice for our backseat daters.
Yeah, absolutely. My advice is don't fart unless you don't like them, and then let it rip and get the hell out of there.
Oh, that's the best advice I've ever heard.
Wow.
As soon as you say split, let rip, get out.
You know what you do?
Only if you
split and rip. That's what you do.
Split and rip.
Split and rip. That's it.
The advice from Evie. Oh, that's
and
the best.
And try to make it a silent but violent.
Okay,
one.
Silent but violent. Split and rip, silent but violent.
Silent but violent.
These are great tips. Yeah. I got to ask though, Evie, what if the date's going well and you like the person? I mean, what's your play there?
Hold that little sucker in and hope for the best. And then give him a kiss. Just say you brushed your teeth and it's time for a kiss. Just like Auntie did last night. I love that line.
That was
gold. Well, I brushed my teeth, so I think we should kiss.
Brilliant. That's the best way to get a kiss out of someone, isn't it?
And guys, can I just say that I'm judging a competition for a brand new lounge.
We want to talk to you about this. Yeah, tell us about it. So it's Australia's scariest sofa swap.
Yeah, this is the best. Do you know Australians hardly ever get new couches? Like how many times have you changed your couch?
Not many.
I just got a new one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just got a new one as well from Fantastic Furniture. Ended up them saying, do you want to judge this competition to give away a new couch? So people need to go on to any socials and tell us the most scary story of what you found in your lounge. And there's already been some really awful shockers like maggots, dead rats, things like that. I thought we were just going to hear about TV remotes.
Yeah, and $2 coins, yeah.
$2 coins.
Imagine maggots crawling out of there.
Fantastic Furniture are giving people a new lounge. So I really want people to win this. So please go on. Tell us about your scary sofa swap story.
You can find out more info. I did at fantasticfurniture.com.au for Australia's scariest sofa swap. For now, we love this woman. Thank you so much for your advice for our backseat daters. Evie Jones, we'll see you on The Bachelorette tonight, okay?
Yes, watch tonight. Thanks for having me, guys.
Get Up with Clivo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Right now, though, we're talking about how kids can cause injury because one of my girlfriends was curling her eyelashes. She had all of her eyelashes clamped in the curler when she went to quickly save with reflexes her daughter who was falling off a stool. And as she did that, she reefed every last eyelash out of her eye.
She's essentially got, like, they could be pliers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like ripping out her eyelashes.
She's eyelashless on one eye now.
Okay. So I had a friend whose kid pushed the ironing board while she was ironing. She was just wearing a bra. So ironing like a work shirt, getting ready for work. And the iron has sort of landed on her gut. So the straight bit of the iron has just gone third degree burn. Ironically, like perfectly horizontal. Kind of look like an ab. Burnt into her chest.
That's perfect.
Right, straight line. But 13, 12, 16, we're taking calls on this. Donna's here. Donna, when's a kid caused you an injury?
So we were on a road trip. We were heading down to Maribor near Harvey Bay.
Yep.
And we stopped. It was only probably about 3 or 4. And my daughter, and we had to stop at a dodgy rest stop, and I took her to the toilet. And when I was standing her up, pulling her shorts back up, she lost balance and put her hand out and cut my eyeball.
Oh, my God, like with her fingernails?
Yeah, so she ended up taking, I was in pain, and we're like, oh, when we get to Maribor, we go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And they ran some tests, and they put Dory in, and they're like, yeah, she's actually taken a chunk off.
That's
violent. I've
had a cut eyeball before, and it is painful, and it means an eye patch for months often.
Yeah.
But 13, 12, 16, is this Tiara?
Yes.
Hey, mate, when's a kid caused you an injury?
My son, he's an absolute shocker for it. He will grab a handful of hair, and then when I start screaming, he laughs and pulls harder.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a sadistic
that
kid you got there, Tiara.
That is a very evil child.
I love it. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Kurt,
how's a kid injured you?
Two ones. My daughter, when she was about 4, she was right at crutch height. Every time I'd get home from work, she'd run up to give me a cuddle, and every day without fail, she'd get me.
Yeah.
She'd headbutt you.
I think every bloke every with time. Young kids has got that.
What's the second one?
I was making a sandwich once, and she had the knife on the edge of the bench, which was probably my fault, but she's come up and hit the knife, and reflex, I put my foot out to catch it and cut the webbing in between my feet.
That's painful.
That's a tough one. Ooh. One more really quick. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jane. How you going?
Jane, in like 30 seconds, what happens?
Third degree burns to the stomach from a boiling kettle and one of my twins running in front of me, and I lifted it up and tipped it on myself, so it missed him.
Wow. Oh, at least you saved the child. You are a hero.
Yes,
you,
he was fine.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Taking it for the
you,
team.
And you got twins too. You got double the trouble to worry about.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
As a parent, I think the hardest thing, Cliffo, is when your little ones grow up and move out. And it can be very upsetting. And I am at that point in my life right now. I'm very sad.
Okay.
Because so my little boy, Bear,
oh God,
has decided he needs a little bit of separation.
Look, if you are new to the show, Gabby doesn't have a child that she's named Bear.
Yeah, that actually, good name.
No, you have a,
he's
you have
my
a
little fur child.
And he's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, he's a little chihuahua, long-haired chihuahua.
It does peeve me off, though, when you compare him to my children, but that's cool.
I know, that's why I do it.
I'm prepared to go along with this.
So a little Bear, he normally, well, used to sleep in a bed next to my bed. So on the floor, not on the, he can't actually jump onto the bed because he's too little. So he's always slept in a bed next to me.
Next to you, yeah.
And he's always had to be able to see me in order to sleep. That's always been the way. He's very
he's
attached.
He's a very needy dog.
Very clingy. But recently, I've started leaving the door open a little bit because he was getting up at like 1 a.m. to go to the toilet and I was getting sick of getting up. He's only got a tiny bladder. He can't make it through the night. So I was leaving the door open for him to let himself out and come back to bed. And that's what he was doing at first. But lately, Cliffo, he comes to bed. He has his little bedtime snack. Mm. As soon as the light goes off, he wanders back out into the lounge room and puts himself to bed on the couch.
Somewhere else in the house.
Yes. He doesn't want to sleep next to me anymore.
He's a big boy now.
He's a big boy now. He's moved out. Up. He's moved
like
out
he's
of the bedroom.
He's graduated away from the nightlight. He doesn't need it anymore. Doesn't need that
safety
blanket.
He doesn't need
blanket.
His mummy. And it makes me so sad. Don't get me wrong. Great that I never have to get up in the night anymore. But still kind of sad.
Yeah. Is Nev, your partner, just getting extra sweet cuddles and stuff at nighttime now? Because, you know, you're all sad and alone.
I'm all sooky. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my little boy.
Before too long, he's going to be out there on the couch with Bear. I've had enough. Cliffo and Gabby.